You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Oh, gosh. This story came out of Men's Health magazine, and I can't be the only guy in the city right now that hasn't thought of his wife having a tragic run-in with a boat propeller.
What?
The story is, have you ever thought about your partner dying? And what if you have, what the hell's wrong with you? And the story says, probably nothing. There's a relationship researcher. Her name is Amy Muse. She's a PhD out of the University of Toronto. And she says she thinks about her husband dying. And according to a poll of nearly 3,000 men's health readers on Twitter, 52% of married guys think about their wife dying.
Now, let me ask you something. Can I get a confirmation out of you on something? Does this mean that 52% of guys are thinking about their wife passing?
Right.
So, and imagining like how they would struggle to get by or how they would survive and how they'd be heartbroken. Is that what they're thinking? Or are they fantasizing, she's gone and now I can go do whatever I want?
Party. I mean, well, that's kind of where I went when I was fantasizing. I think it's a little bit of both. It says it doesn't mean you're a sick freak. Morbid fantasies may actually be good for your relationship.
How?
Well, yeah.
Here's what they did. In one study, they asked men and women in relationships to write about either meeting their partners or what life would be like if they had never met. After the exercise, the latter group was happier with their relationships than those who had reminisced about falling in love. So they're saying the idea of your spouse, whom you might normally take for granted, vanishing from your life makes you appreciate him or her even more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better rather than they're just people who are plotting in their heads of what their how
right.
great their life is.
Keep putting your wife around a boat propeller.
So, that was a horrible example.
Now, let me ask you this, though. I mean, can we broaden this spectrum just a little bit?
Why not?
Rather than fantasizing about your spouse dying, is it natural for people who are married to have fantasies about just being single again?
Yes. I have those constantly.
Friday night,
I would imagine Nicole does too. I mean, we joke about it sometimes.
It's some more
joking.
Than others,
you know, you think, especially when you're up, you know, multiple times at night with kids and you're exhausted and you're both tired from working. You're like, man, what would have happened if we had never crossed paths?
Right.
Where would I be? What would I be doing? Having fun in the radio industry, being single now, you know, that sounds like a pretty good time.
Hmm. Yeah, they're in an alternate universe. Jeremy could be living downtown, whooping it up with the ladies
in a nice
every
little
single
loft,
night.
Tearing up the club.
He could have a goatee right now and, you know, and herpes.
Well, that escalated quickly.
All right, boat propeller.
What makes you think I don't have herpes now?
You know, let me be the wet blanket on your fantasy, Jeremy.
Yeah.
When I met you or whatever, and you were 23, 24.
Yeah.
You were still living with mom and dad.
Sure I was.
If you'd never met Nicole, you'd be 30. How old are you now? 36?
Yeah.
You'd be 36.
Don't know that.
You'd be still living with your parents.
You don't
sure
know
you
that.
Would. You'd have a nice little, you know,
not
bachelor
pad.
No,
yeah, he'd be in the garage apartment. He wouldn't be in the basement.
You don't know me. I'm fantasizing about you dying right now.
What would life be like?
Without Dom. No.
Need harp music.
But it's kind of funny to think about that we all do this. All these married people are thinking about their spouses dying.
I want to hear from our listeners who can call in and say that they have fantasized about what life would be like if they were no longer married.
I wonder if the word fantasized is giving people the heebie-jeebies. Because it's like, you know, fantasized means like, oh, yeah.
But it's kind of consuming you
right.
every day.
Right, so maybe just thought about.
Have
just,
you speculated yeah. on right.
just
what life would
it.
Be like?
Yeah, just, you know.
Or if you were sitting on the toilet.
You were at a red light. You know, you're just wondering.
What if I didn't have to go home to her or to him?
Uh-huh.
What if I could just make a right turn here instead of a left turn?
Right, and just keep driving.
And peace out.
The text from my wife right now just says, wow. I'm in trouble.
Oh, you should probably take the left turn instead of the right.
So Jeremy was sharing with us a story this morning that he saw was in Men's Health. I can't believe they didn't have a story in there that wasn't about how to get perfect abs.
Right.
They made room for a story about imagining your spouse dying, and how many people, like more than half of married people have said they have fantasized about that. Not that they want it to happen.
And it's actually a good thing.
Right. Yeah,
they appreciate them.
It's good.
They've tried to imagine what their life would be like. Well, Karen, with a Y in, Karen wrote to us And listen to this. She goes, I'm a licensed therapist, and I can tell you without a doubt that it's normal and even somewhat healthy to imagine a different life. It doesn't matter what your life situation. We all imagine other paths and how our life would be. That, and this is what I love about her note. She says, that was even the message behind the greatest Christmas movie ever, It's a Wonderful Life. If we learned anything from that movie, it's that it's normal to sometimes wish for a different reality, but rarely is that different reality better. I love, love, love your show. Thank you for making us think while we laugh. And that's Karen.
Yeah, like it's the grass is always greener, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you one thing.
What?
It's not just married people that are having the old death fantasy.
Yeah.
Some of us girls who are living in sin with their boyfriends of 5+ years, they go to a concert and then you meet the artist and they pick you up in their arms. And sometimes you
get
say,
all giggly.
I wonder what it'd be like if I didn't have a gentleman caller at
it's
home.
It's a wonderful life.
It's look at how green this grass is.
Yeah,
look
but they're
how,
doing
look
that
at
to,
how green this
but those guys
grass
are doing
is.
That to every chick that they meet, though. Em.
Right?
Why?
And,
what? Why you gotta bring around a cloud
you know
and
are.
Rain on my parade?
He did it to me.
He was doing that with 3 other women later that night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
But I was the cutest.
You were the heaviest.
And then you.
I'm you
joking.
Look really stupid with
I'm
that
joking.
Hat on, Jeremy.
I'm joking.
And then you went home and Gentleman Caller's underwear was lying there in the living room and the dirty towels on the floor in the bathroom.
Snoring. Gassy.
The hair from his shaving in the sink. And
you're like, God, I wish he would die.
you picked up the
pillow
and
right.
you were holding it over his sleeping head and you were just shaking.
Sometimes
like,
it's a
I
death situation. Sometimes it's a murder situation. And then I've been watching a lot of Orange is the New Black and then I'm fantasizing about me being in prison and all of those butch
with
girls.
Nothing
yes.
other woman.
Yeah,
I like this fantasy.
Hey.
Tell me more about that.
Oh man, have you seen Piper? She is cute.
Woo.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Chris, have you ever fantasized about life without Tim?
I did it last night, Dom.
Oh, okay. Now I'm surprised because I thought you would be the one who says, I never do that.
I know. No, it happened. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's about to cry right now.
Details,
I know.
Details.
Well, I didn't think I would like it. I thought I'd be lonely, sad, playing Farmville, and I mean, it would be pathetic.
It's your life right now.
I don't play Farmville, but I might
sorry.
Take it up.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.